910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For the first time in 22 years, a major strike in Las Vegas. 700 culinary union employees of the Virgin Hotel hit the picket lines Friday. Their last contract expired in June of last year. A frustrated Michael Rennick.
This place makes money. This place has concerts and shows. I mean, it's Las Vegas. Stuff's happening all the time. I think they should just rip off the Band-Aid and give the people what they deserve.
The current proposal includes zero wage increases in the first 2 years of the five-year deal. Who's complaining about high prices? The government reported a 0.4% hike in retail spending in October. Solid, but not as robust as September's 0.8% rise. North Dakota utility regulators approved a 333-mile section of a proposed pipeline to capture carbon dioxide from ethanol plants. It would run a total of 2,500 miles through five Midwestern states. North Dakota has faced vociferous landowner objections and various hurdles. This is ABC News. Former Vice President Al Gore addressed the COP29 climate change conference in Azerbaijan, noting 2024 will likely break last year's record as the hottest on record. He asked the leaders who they'll believe, science or the polluters.
The fact that the scientists who predicted all of this decades ago have been proven dead right should cause the rest of us to pay more attention to what they're telling us now.
This conference aims to set new targets on cutting fossil fuel emissions and how much prosperous nations will pay to assist less prosperous countries cut their emissions. Chocolate trends, Lindt selling Dubai chocolate in Aachen, Germany. Hundreds lining up for hours to get a taste of treats mixing chocolate with Middle Eastern flavors like pistachio cream and kanafe, a sweet pastry. The industry is looking to expand the worldwide chocolate market. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new Cheesy Chalupa Supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some foggy areas and lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, highs upper 40s to near 50. A few showers around Saturday night, then breezy, mid-40s and partly sunny Sunday. Current temp is 30.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's show, Pat Kreitlow makes his triumphant return back to Up North News Radio. We talk about his vacation and what happened in the news this weekend. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It's the end of the week. Happy Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday as well. We have no guests today. It's going to be you and me for 3 hours. So what's on your mind? We'll get to all that. I've got a few things that I want to share with you as we go through the program. My op-ed today, Alexander Hamilton's Nightmare Realized, How Billionaires Hijacked America. Also, NBC hosts and producers are now under threat as ex-Trump people start fleeing the country. Seriously. The Russia report will make your toes curl. We'll get to all that stuff. In the second hour of the program, remaking the Democratic Party, healing the blue abandonment of 2024, and blueprint of destruction. Experts outline chillingly clear view of Trump's next term. And also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is teasing who will be arrested for crimes against humanity by Matt Gaetz, and it's pretty chilling. Should Dr. Fauci flee the country? Should you? Should I? And in the third hour of the program, are the Republicans coming for health care for both retired and working people? Sure looks like it. So we got a lot to talk about here today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my op-ed this morning, just because, you know, we've all discussed it so many times, but it's titled Alexander Hamilton's Nightmare Realized, How Billionaires Hijacked America. Hamilton in Federalist 68 and 71, was just so certain that all these checks and balances, that the president would be checked by the Supreme Court, that the president would be checked by Congress. The president would be, the Electoral College would help make sure that a wise elder was selected as president of the United States. He writes, the process of election affords a moral certainty that the office of president will never fall to the lot of any man who is not in an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications. He goes on to say, talents for low intrigue and the little arts of popularity may alone suffice to elevate a man to the first honors in a single state. But it would require other talents and a different kind of merit to establish him in the esteem and confidence of the whole Union, or of so considerable a portion of it as would be necessary to make him a successful candidate for the distinguished office of President of the United States. Well, here we are. What Hamilton didn't plan for was a 40-year campaign by right-wing billionaires to pack the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court then legalizing political bribery and knocking down hundreds of state and federal laws. And then a series of Republican presidents knocking down our guardrails with regard to the media ownership rules and the fairness doctrine and equal time rule and all that kind of thing. So I go through all this in considerable detail. I think if any of this interests you, I think you'll find it fascinating. And this is also why, basically, since the Reagan Revolution, since the 1980s, you know, before the 1980s, we got pretty much everything we wanted. We got unions, we got Medicare, we got Social Security, we got Medicaid, we got housing support, we got free college, we got very, very cheap health care because health insurance companies and hospitals were both required to be nonprofits. I mean, things were working really well. And then the Reagan Revolution happened, and basically, you know, Reagan turned America over to the billionaire class and cut their taxes. And now nothing gets done in Congress that most people want. For example, reducing or ending student debt, free or low-cost college, dental, hearing, and eyeglasses for seniors on Medicare, raising the cap on Social Security so it's solvent, getting the post office into personal banking for low-income people, stopping global warming, making pharmaceuticals affordable, Medicare for all, taxing the rich, cutting back on fossil fuel emissions, breaking up the big monopolies to restore competition. None of that stuff is happening. Why? Because every single time we try to do any of it, Republicans block it because they are being basically bribed, legally, of course, by right-wing billionaires and big corporations. And this is America becoming a mafia state. With Trump and the corrupt toadies he's inserting into our government, we're all kind of stuck living in Alexander Hamilton's nightmare. It's going to be at least 2 years before we can do anything about this at the ballot box. But we have to get ready now. Show up for your local Democratic Party. Volunteer to be a precinct committee person. Join a group like Indivisible. Become an evangelist for democracy. And share the media that you like and use. And this isn't just a pitch for me and my newsletters. There's a lot of great stuff out there. There's an awful lot of it on Substack in particular that you can share with your friends, your relatives, the people you work with. And, let's... This is not the time to check out and run away and hide. Let's get active. In other news today, Steve Bannon has threatened MSNBC. He told MSNBC's Ari Melber yesterday that all you hosts and the producers at the network had better lawyer up because Matt Gaetz's Justice Department is going to be coming after you. He said the American people weighed in and you were inundated for years. Weissman, you were on TV with MSNBC and all the producers, MSNBC. Preserve your documents. Ari Melber and all your hosts, preserve your documents. All of it, Bannon said. You better be worried. You better lawyer up. Some of you young producers, you better call mom and dad tonight. Mom and dad, you know a good lawyer? Lawyer up, Bannon said. You tried to destroy Trump. You tried to imprison Trump. You tried to break Trump. He's not breakable. You couldn't destroy him. And now he's turned on you, and he's put a firebrand in charge of Maine Justice, the Department of Justice, and you're going to have to live with it. So, number one, they're coming to take us away, ha-ha, as the old song went. Number two, Bill O'Reilly argued that President-elect Donald Trump's nominations that he's announced so far are part of a top-down strategy where Trump will run everything through loyal supporters. This is what Bill O'Reilly said. He said Hegseth is, the nominee for defense secretary. Hegseth is going to watch the generals because Trump got so burned by that. He's so angry. He wants a watchdog play with Pete Hegseth, okay? And he's a very loyal guy to Trump. So you have to understand, it's a top-down on Trump. Trump is going to run everything, and he wants eyes and ears in all the areas reporting back to him. That's how this country is going to be run. Bill O'Reilly summed it up saying that Trump felt burned by D.C. during his first administration, and he's going to stick to the MAGA faithful in his second administration. Meanwhile, Trump is starting to sue the media, and he's coming after them aggressively. Trump's lawyer, Edward Palzik, issued a letter to the New York Times and Penguin Random House that demanded $10 billion in damages over articles critical of Trump. He accused the article's author, Peter Baker, Michael Schmidt, Suzanne Craig, and Russ Butner, for false and defamatory statements about Trump, adding that the New York Times is a full-throated mouthpiece of the Democratic Party that wages industrial-scale libel against political opponents. He's suing the publisher, Penguin Random House, for their because of this book by Butner and Craig. It's called Lucky Loser, How Donald Trump Squandered His Father's Fortune and Created the Illusion of Success. They also identify an October 20th article by Baker titled For Trump, a lifetime of scandals heads toward a moment of justice. This was in the New York Times, as well as an October 22 article by Schmidt titled, As Election Nears, Kelly Warns Trump Would Rule Like a Dictator.
The Columbia Journalism Review reports that on November 5th, lawyers for Trump's campaign co-chief Chris La Civita issued a letter to the Daily Beast demanding the outlet correct its articles that said La Civita raised $22 million to help Trump's reelection. In response to the letter, the Daily Beast added an editor's note to the article saying, based on a further review of FEC records, the correct amount is $19.2 million. The Beast regrets the error. The article has also been updated to make clear that payments were to La Civita's LLC, not to him personally. But that wasn't enough for the Trump campaign. They said this does not remedy, and they're still going after him. Trump and his lawyers have now sued CBS News, alleging that the 7 October interview with Kamala Harris was election interference. They want $10 billion in damages from CBS News. And they've also complained to the Federal Election Commission about the Washington Post. They are coming after the media, as I predicted. The response to this is wild. I got a call this morning from a friend of mine who lives in Washington, D.C., and knows a number of highly placed people, mostly from the former Clinton administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, who said that, who gave me the names of a couple people he knows who are actually this month leaving the country. They're like moving their residences out of the United States. So here, this article by Brad Reed over at Raw Story is titled, Ex-Trump Officials Apply for Foreign Citizenship as They Finalize Plans to Flee. Multiple people who work for President-elect Donald Trump's first administration are making plans to flee the country for fear that he might target them once he retakes power in January. The Washington Post reports that a retired U.S. Army officer who clashed with Trump officials, a member of Trump's first administration who has publicly denounced him, I'm guessing that would be General Kelly, but who knows, it might have been Milley, and a former United States intelligence official, are all making plans to flee to foreign nations ahead of Trump's second inauguration. A retired Army officer who's been applying for Italian citizenship told the Post of the Trump appointments, he says, I feel like I've stepped through the looking glass. Mark Zaid, a national security lawyer who has represented government whistleblowers, tells the Post he's been counseling clients about their options for fleeing the country once Trump returns to the White House. It's wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. All that and the Russia report, is, you know, which is basically about Tulsi Gabbard this morning. It's going to curl your toes. I'll get to that on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls for the rest of the hour as we roll on Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet, reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
Lost in the wind, what's left of the dream they tried to defend. Our founders, they knew, they painted it clear. A republic betrayed by silence and fear. But they tore it apart, $1 at a time. Bought off the judges, crossed every line. A country on fire, truth in disguise. Oh, Hamilton warned us, but we closed our eyes. They twisted the rules, let the rich run the show. Made fortunes in shadows where no light could go. Supreme Court for sale, rights on a thread. The voice of the people buried instead. Now they tore it apart, $1 at a time.
24 minutes past the hour. Wow. Okay, this, the ex-Trump officials. Yeah, I did share this story, didn't I, about the ex-Trump officials? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Thank you. The Russia report. Here we go. Got too many pieces of paper here in front of me. Sorry. This Russia report, by the way, is a Substack newsletter that I subscribe to that I recommend. It's the Russia Report. Substack.com. And they note, I'll just share it with you straight up verbatim. It's about Tulsi Gabbard, representative of Hawaii in Congress from 2013 to 2021. She secretly met Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad in 2017 and opposed U.S. intervention in the war in Syria to support the uprising against him. And then this is a quote from Muaz Mustafa, the executive director of the Syrian Emergency Task Force. He wrote it yesterday on X. He said, I took Tulsi to see victims of Russia and Assad on the Turkish-Syrian border when she was in Congress. She ridiculed them. She spoke to three little girls who were burned from head to toe after a Russian Assad attack. She asked how they were sure it was Russia and Assad who bombed them. WTF. 3 days on February 27th, 2022, 3 days after Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, Gabbard made a video in which she said, and I quote, Dear Presidents Putin, Zelensky, and Biden, it's time to put geopolitics aside and embrace the spirit of aloha, respect and love for the Ukrainian people by coming to an agreement that Ukraine will be a neutral country, no military alliance with NATO or Russia, and therefore alleviate the legitimate security concerns of both U.S. and NATO countries, as well as Russia, because there'd be no Russian or NATO troops on each other's non-Baltic borders. This would allow the Ukrainian people to live in peace. Aloha. A month later, Vladimir Solyev referred to Gabbard on his TV show, a Russian television program, as our girlfriend. In November of last year, the Russia Report writes, Gabbard falsely stated, quote, Zelensky now has absolute control of Ukrainian media, outlawed opposition political parties in Ukraine's Orthodox Church, declared martial law, and uses absolute power under martial law to cancel presidential elections. Whew. A lot going on there. A lot to process. You know, what are we going to do with all this? Like I said, I the Democratic Party and our institutions, including our nonprofits, like indivisible.org in particular, seems to be the one that has kind of floated to the top the way MoveOn did in the late 90s, I think are going to be our best defense against this, and we really need to be supporting them.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For the first time in 22 years, a major strike in Las Vegas. 700 culinary workers, culinary union employees of the Virgin Hotel hit the picket lines Friday. Their last contract expired in June of last year. A frustrated Michael Rennick.
This place makes money. This place has concerts and shows. I mean, it's Las Vegas. Stuff's happening all the time. I think they should just rip off the Band-Aid and give people what they deserve.
The current proposal includes zero wage increases in the first 2 years of the 5-year deal. Who's complaining about high prices? The government reported a 0.4% hike in retail spending in October. Solid, but not as robust as September's 0.8% rise. North Dakota utility regulators approved a 333-mile section of a proposed pipeline to capture carbon dioxide from ethanol plants. It would run a total of 2,500 miles through 5 Midwestern states. North Dakota has faced vociferous landowner objections and various hurdles. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy, unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are 4-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some foggy areas and lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, highs upper 40s to near 50. A few showers around Saturday night, then breezy, mid-40s and partly sunny Sunday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and The Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
This blue wall, I ever hear it one more time, I think I'll put a gun to my head. I don't know how you can call this a blue wall. They own the House and Senate in Wisconsin. They just took the House back in Michigan. They own the Senate. They might have took the House. And you're going to give the Senate seat to a Republican. You know, I'll tell you, Tom, this was an embarrassment. You know, and then you hear these people, Republicans, you want to go talk to the Republican voters? Here's one for you, Tom. Oh, yeah, you liberals are going to lose Obamacare, but we're keeping ours because we told them we're Republicans. We have different health care than you. Or the best one here.
Who said that?
That's what they're telling. This guy called up in Pennsylvania, and they told him that. Here's a better one, Tom. This is how stupid
are you, Russ? Where are you getting this? Are you listening to Right Wing Talk Radio, and this is what you're hearing?
No, Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Stephanie Miller. Okay.
Yeah. And here's another one from Stephanie Miller, Tom. You want to know the truth? Here's an even a better one. A gay guy, Hispanic, brings his whole family up, and he voted for Trump because he stands for morals.
Right.
This is Stephanie Miller's show saying this, Tom, not me.
Yeah, no, I get
listen
it.
To her because you got to listen to her because, Tom, I don't know how you can talk to the white middle class after this. I don't know how the Democrats ever recover from this because I quit. If it's not Nuisance and the governor from Pennsylvania is his running mate, I don't see anybody because our governor, I'll let you in on the information now, Tom.
Yeah.
Durbin's thinking of quitting.
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty safe bet that over the next 4 years, you're going to see the Democratic Party reinvent itself as basically Bernie's party. And if they don't, they're screwed.
Yeah,
and that was the essence of my piece yesterday and my piece on Wednesday, the two articles.
How do you talk to a white person that thinks they've got different insurance than we have? Because they said they signed up. This is coming out of Steph show. A guy called up and said this. They said this to him. Oh, when we sign up, we tell them we're Republicans, so we get different health care than you people.
Right.
Or the gay guy that says, I voted for him because I like him. Tom, these 4 years ain't going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
It's the end of the century. But I'll tell you another thing. He better get his daddy up there because war's on the horizon, Tom.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's true. Iran.
Well, it's interesting. Elon Musk was talking to the foreign minister, I believe, maybe the ambassador from Iran yesterday. And, which tells us that Elon Musk actually may well end up being our co-president or our president. You know, I mean, he was born in South Africa, so he can't be president. But I haven't heard a word about J.D. Vance being involved in any of this stuff. I think he's been completely sidelined.
Let's be frank. J.D. Vance is going to be the next running mate because he supposedly can't run unless they suppress the vote like they do in Florida. There's no way we lose by 1.5 to 1.9 million in Florida.
Yeah,
they just don't have that many voters.
No,
and it ran into Georgia.
Yeah, they're suppressing the vote aggressively in the red states. That's the 8 or 9 million missing Democratic votes. At least half of those
18 million
are the result
votes,
of voter
Tom.
Suppression. Maybe even more than all of them. Yeah,
Malcolm, that says there's 18 million Democrats didn't show up.
Well, no, that number's a few days old, Russ, because now that they're counting California and Arizona, there's a half a dozen states that are still, literally at this moment, still counting votes.
Did he lose that seat yet, Kasich?
I don't know. Oh, John Kasich? No, John Kasich.
I mean, Bob Casey.
Oh, Bob Casey. No, they're going to do a recount in Pennsylvania. So he's running behind right now, but there's still a bunch of votes that haven't been counted because in Pennsylvania,
he was 23,000 votes behind 3 days ago.
Yeah, but the late votes that come in by mail can be counted up to 3 or 4 days after the election, something like that. But
But they've officially declared, because there was that one county that Stephen Spoonmore was talking about, who's, by the way, going to be on our program on Monday, where there were the number of people who showed up to vote and the number of total votes counted, there was a discrepancy of several thousand. And when they finally went through and did a recount in that particular county, it flipped the county from Trump to Biden, or from Trump to Harris. So, you know, it's wild times at Ridgemont High here, Russ. We'll see.
Let's be honest, Tom. He never, when they showed it Tuesday, Tom, Trump never really went up. He stayed the same.
No, I know. Like I know. And we still don't have the count yet, and it may well be that he's not actually going to win the popular vote. But anyhow, Russ, thanks for the call. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Veterans for Peace is back on the beach in Venice. We got one of the 10 by 10 squares in our little, some of our posters and stuff. And we've been there every Sunday for a couple of months. I've been talking to the world, and the world is really wondering where we're going. You know, and this thing with the Veterans Administration, they're trying to get the property at LAVA for housing too.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw them out once before, all the phony leases. Then they got the new leases, and they still, a judge ruled in favor that they don't have to put up the housing yet.
Hmm.
Another judge had told them they have to do this.
Yeah.
It's always a fight over this property, because the property doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to veterans because it was given to us. The deed says Home for Veterans, 1888.
Oh, really?
So it's this vast piece of property that they all covet.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was there in the garden with 12 acres that the UCLA got the new lease to keep their ballpark on the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole fight over it. But anyway, we're down on that boardwalk, and I would like for people from... some veterans to show up. We're all mostly
so you're out
vets.
Basically protesting on the boardwalk in Venice, California today?
Well, we're not protesting. We just put up our shingle like we did down at Santa Monica for 15 years.
Right. Okay, I got it. I got it. So you want veterans to drop by. Okay, cool. Jerry, thank you very much. That was a good PSA.
Okay,
thanks, Tom.
Yeah,
good talking to you. Susha in Venice, speaking to Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you're beloved to me and so many. I just feel betrayed by the people who are supposed to keep us safe. So anyway, justifiably, I'm concerned a lot about yours and Louise's safety and well-being, given the agenda of these nefarious psychos. They're going to just happily leave this precious country a shell of what we've known it to be. You were in my dream last night. Please have a plan in place to keep them from finding you.
I'm small fish for them, Susha. They're going after the big fish. They're going after the people on TV.
I'm oversensitive with the sun and moon of Pisces, but and I used to be completely informed politically before the election. I donated, like, thank God I gave Tammy $1,000, and thank God she's still in place, but I can't take the coverage anymore. I don't want to hear what they're doing. I don't want to see him or hear him again.
I'm stressed out by it.
As an older person.
It's
going to have a deleterious effect on me. I know you said it's not time to check out, but I can't bear it anymore.
Well, then maybe you should check out. I'm getting basically two kinds of messages from people who subscribe to Hartman Report. Some people are saying, you know, stop my subscription. I just can't deal with it anymore. I'm going to go back to listening to music and reading about sports. And some people are saying, I'm in it for the fight. I'm going to double down. You know, let me know how I can help. And they're about 50-50. So, you know, I get it. If you've got to protect yourself emotionally by checking out, do it. You know, it's your own mental health and wellness has to take priority over everything else. You know, bind yourself to your family. Michael Moore sent out an email a couple of days ago basically saying that, you know, it's time for self-care. I kind of made the joke that Marianne Williamson had taken over Michael Moore's Substack page because it was so kind of, you know, friendly and psychology and new agey and whatnot.
But I think there's a lot of truth to it. And self-care is an important thing for all of us. Susha, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great.
Listen,
to hear
one more thing. I found 5 restaurants in Vancouver, Washington that are Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Washington.
What's the name?
Oh, just Google Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Washington. I got 5 of them up.
Yeah, I did that, and what I got were all the Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Canada. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. All right, yeah. Love you. Anyway,
thanks,
love to you. God bless
thanks.
You.
Thank
Stay
you.
Safe.
Thanks, kind
Bye.
Of. Arnie in Palm Springs, California. Hey, Arnie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I am really confused about what MSNBC has been doing in terms of, most of their hosts call Medicare Advantage scam, and yet probably about 3 or 4 times an hour, there are Medicare Advantage commercials on that network.
Well, here's the thing. The side of the network... And you'll find the same thing here, by the way. One of my commercial radio station affiliates is running ads for Medicare Advantage. And, you know, people send me notes going, oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, they've got to stay in business, you know. So anyhow, one part of the company is in charge of selling advertising. The other part of the company is in charge of producing editorial content. And, I think the fact that their hosts are willing to criticize Medicare Advantage at the same time that they're taking ads from Medicare Advantage is actually a healthy sign. It means that MSNBC is not being influenced by their advertisers. I tip their hat to them for that. We had on this program back years ago, this was when we were doing a local show here in Portland on KPOJ, we had Walmart. The sales guys went out and they sold Walmart as one of our advertisers. And I love to pick on Walmart. And in fact, there was the reason they sold the ad is because there was a new Walmart going in Portland, and there was some guy who was and they were trying to fight the possibility of a union, right? And there was this guy holding this sign on one of the main streets here in Portland that said no union for Walmart, workers should be independent or something, some thing like that. And I walked up to Louise, I walked up to him and said, you know, what's Walmart paying you to hold that sign? Now, at the time, Walmart was paying their people around $8 or $10 an hour. He says, "Oh, they're paying me $15 an hour." So, anyhow, the radio station took Walmart's money, and then I picked on them on the air. I mean, I'm not sure that that's a bad thing. I think that's actually a sign that the media is fairly healthy. So, for what it's worth,
Arnie. There are no ethics in fact-checking or anything like that.
No, it means that the commercial side of the company is doing their commercial thing, and the editorial side is doing their editorial thing, and the commercial side is not influencing the editorial side. And that's exactly what you want. You want media that is not controlled by its advertisers. So, and frankly, I don't think advertising should be controlled by editorial within limits.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, I won't run ads for meat or tobacco, but I own my own show, so I can make those decisions. We'll be right back. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brian in Homewood, Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to let you know I'm in the team of doubling down. I called both of my senators today. Senator Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, I asked both of them, you know, is Durbin going to be filling in all these judge appointments? I was told that he would, and then I asked about the blue slips. I was told the senator put out a statement saying he would be honoring the blue slips, so that's kind of disappointing.
I think Durbin wimps out again.
I pushed back on that a bit as much as I could. And then the second point I said to both of them is about the messaging. Where is the messaging? What is the Democratic Party saying to their working class voters? And how do we get that message out? I gave them an example. I listen to 8:20 a.m. in Chicago, progressive talk. Mm-hmm. When the sun goes down at night, you can't listen to 8:20 in all the viewing areas because the satellites lower. It's a whole contract thing.
No, it's an FCC rule. They have to reduce their power after dark.
Oh, okay, great. I didn't know exactly what it was. But I live in Chicago, can't listen to it. But I can hear the four conservative channels in the entire viewing area down to Champaign. And that's a problem. The other side owns the media, and I'm here to fight back with that. I'm spreading your name to everybody I know. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you, Brian, and good on you. We need more people willing to stand up and say, yeah, I'm going to be part of the resistance. Thank you, Brian. Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. I have a suggestion for the Democratic Party, and I think they need to start a school for prospective candidates for office, no matter what their office, and even for just regular caring citizens. They need to have in this school topics like sales and marketing, how to talk plainly to people, and there's this theory. I believe the name is Maslow.
Abraham Maslow.
Yeah. Right. And you talked about the hierarchies of human needs and motivation. And I think, you know, Democrats are probably one of the best people for well intentions. But as the saying goes, you know, good intentions pave the way to the Hades.
Yeah.
And you can't get elected by making good intentions. You can't sell a person a product because you think you know better what they need and what they should want.
Yeah.
You got to find out what their needs are.
Yeah.
And why that's important to them.
It's an excellent point, Sharon. When Abraham Maslow wrote Personality and Motivation back in the 1950s or 60s, he laid forth his hierarchy of human needs, and at the foundation, the very bottom of it, of course, is the need for homeostasis. We need to breathe, drink, you know, pee, eat, sleep. Next one above that is safety. We need to feel safe.
Right.
And housing is a part of feeling safe. Not having crime around you is a part of feeling safe. And what Maslow essentially said, and then, you know, you go up through the social needs, you know, having friends, having family, first of all, then having friends, and then, you know, the personal intellectual needs, and then at the very top was self-actualization. And essentially what he said was, if a wherever you are in that pyramid, everything above it vanishes. It no longer exists because you're so focused on that. You know, like if you're crossing a street and you find yourself in the middle of the street and the light changes and cars are whizzing all around you and you're afraid you might get hit, you're not thinking about, you know, having dinner with your best friend that night or whether or not you want to meditate on Sunday. You're thinking about, I got to get the hell out of here before I get hit. And so you're absolutely right. The hierarchy of human
needs
can translate into politics.
Likewise, if you're hungry, you're going to do whatever you need to do in order to speak yourself.
Yeah, see the French Revolution.
You know, it might be within your character not to steal, but if I'm hungry, I'm going to steal something.
Yeah, that's Les Mis. I mean, Victor Hugo, right? It's, yeah, absolutely. And that analysis is something that the Democratic Party has somehow missed in the last, well, basically since the Clinton election. And they need to get back to. And that's what Bernie's been talking about all along. I mean, he doesn't use the highfalutin psychology terms like you and I are, but that's the key to the whole thing. Meet people's basic needs first. Sharon, thank you. That was brilliant. We'll be back on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me all day. What's on your mind? I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can't.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.